Well, hey, everybody, this is Steve Webb, and for some of you, it's been a very long time since you heard from me. If you are hearing this, I'd like to extend my heartfelt thanks for hanging in there with me, because if you're hearing this, it probably means that you've kept this feed in your iTunes podcast listing for a very long time without seeing any updates. My, but you are patient. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Now, if you're still interested in hearing content from me, I encourage you to listen to this entire message, because there's some important changes I'll be making very soon. Yes, I am still alive, and believe it or not, I am producing content on an almost daily basis, probably an average of 6 days a week. The reason you may not be aware of that is that the content that I produce is almost exclusively for other people or for commercial purposes, so I, of course, don't release that kind of content on my podcast feeds. It's not my content. Which brings me to the point of this short message. Because it has been so long since I produced a podcast for most of the LifeSpring family of podcasts, iTunes has removed every last one of my shows from their directory. Now, from my perspective, that's not a good thing. Problem is, there's not a customer service number to call to talk to somebody about that there at Apple. You might be saying, Steve, so what? What's the big deal? You're not producing anyway, so what's the harm? Why do you need to be listed? Well, there are several reasons, actually, but I'll just talk about a couple of them here for the sake of brevity. Number one, I do release LifeSpring Sunday on a weekly basis. That's the sermon podcast from the church that I attend here in Southern California. I don't know why, but they even removed that podcast. Number two, I do plan on creating new shows in the near future. And, of course, I'd like them to be represented in the iTunes directory. And I'll give you a bonus reason, too, number three. Since LifeSpring was the world's first Christian podcast not based on repurposed church sermons, it's somewhat historic. I happen to think that the show should always be in the directory, but maybe that's just me. It would have been great if Apple would have notified me of their intentions before removing the shows, but transparency has never been one of Apple's strong points now, has it? Now, I'm not bad-mouthing Apple. I'm recording this on an iMac. I've got Apple's all surrounding me, so I'm not anti-Apple. It's just that transparency and communication with their supporters and their customers has never been a strong point. So anyway, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move all past podcasts to lifespringmedia.com. Now, that means, you know, every podcast, the LifeSpring original show, the LifeSpring Why Christmas show, the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is going to be moved to lifespringmedia.com. That means that if you want to continue to be subscribed to any LifeSpring content, you're going to have to subscribe to that feed from lifespringmedia.com. Now, the WordPress plugin that I'm using for podcasting is the one from Todd Cochran's company, Blueberry. It's called whatever it's called. I forgot even what the name of it is now. But it allows me to do category podcasting. So if you want to just subscribe to one of the shows, it will be in its own category. So if you just want to subscribe to the Weekend Music Show, then you can subscribe there. Now, I'm not going to make any promises as to the frequency of production on any of the shows, but if you want to know that when I do produce something new, you're going to get it, go to lifespringmedia.com, find the correct category, and subscribe to that. If you want everything that I produce as far as the LifeSpring family of podcasts, then you'll just subscribe to the main lifespringmedia.com podcast feed. Don't pick a specific category. Is that clear? I hope so. Now, I will no longer be updating or maintaining the individual show websites. As a matter of fact, I'll be pulling them down, so they won't be there at all. I had so many WordPress sites I had to maintain that it really got to be kind of a pain in the neck. So anyway, there's that. So again, if you want to continue to have any LifeSpring content show up in your iTunes or any podcatcher, you'll have to scoot over to lifespringmedia.com and subscribe there. Now, if you'd like to be notified of any other LifeSpring Media news via email, there is a sign-up form for my mailing list at lifespringmedia.com as well. I promise to never share any of your info to any third party, never, 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 so, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, get a list together that I can sell. As soon as you go to lifespringmedia.com, you'll see the sign-up form in the top right of the window there. So there you have it. Now, if you have any comments or suggestions, please email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com as soon as possible. I'll hold off making this change permanent until August 8th, 2012, so as to give you time to respond in case you think I'm making a terrible mistake in doing this and can convince me why you think it's a mistake. So again, thank you so much for your patience and your support. So go over to lifespringmedia.com right now and subscribe to the podcast feed there or the category that you're interested in and sign up also for the mailing list. So until next time, when I'll actually have a show for you, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.